Trump's second impeachment, a very busy government minister, and updates on UFOs. This is your TLDR News daily briefing for Thursday, the 14th of January. In the first story of the briefing today, we discuss the big news that came out last night that Donald Trump has been impeached for a second time. This makes him the first president to have ever been impeached not once, but twice. This impeachment came as a result of the Capitol siege last week, which we discussed in numerous other videos. Specifically, the president has been impeached for incitement of insurrection. It should be noted that usually votes of impeachment happen along party lines. In effect, this means that very few members of the president's own party will vote against them. However, many Republicans are now frustrated by the president's behaviour in relation to the Capitol siege. Angered by his refusal to outright condemn them when they were inside Congress, and his decision to call them patriots in the days following, 10 Republican representatives actually voted to impeach the president last night. In ordinary times, this would be simply unheard of, but as we've seen, we're far from living in normal times at the moment. The next step in this impeachment process is a Senate trial. Some were hoping this would happen before the president vacates the White House. However, Mitch McConnell has made clear that this would not be the case. Evidently then, this attempt to remove the president from office before President-elect Biden is inaugurated is destined to fail. But a message has clearly been sent, that Mr. Trump's influence in politics is starting to wane. If you want to find out more about this topic, we've released a brand new TLDR US video on it today, explaining the impeachment and what's set to happen next. A link to that can be found in the description. For the second story today, we move back to the UK to discuss the government's fishing minister. Okay, this wouldn't normally be the biggest story, but we thought this specific one was worth noting. Throughout 2020, speculation was rife that the UK was close to securing a deal with the European Union, set to come into effect when the transition period ended at the end of 2020. Two of the main areas of contention between the UK and EU were fishing and state aid. The point we're trying to make is that fishing has always been crucial to Brexit negotiations. So it comes as a surprise when you find out that on Christmas Eve, when the UK and EU finally managed to come to an agreement on fishing and state aid, the fishing minister herself was not informed. This was revealed during the House of Lords EU Environment Subcommittee, when Lord Teverson, the chairman of the committee, asked the minister, "Did your jaw drop as well when you saw that this agreement had been delivered in fisheries, when really this is such an iconic subject?" The fishing minister, Victoria Prentice, replied, "No, the agreement came when we were all very busy on Christmas Eve. In my case, organising the local nativity trail. We've been waiting and waiting, and it looked like it was coming for probably 4 days before it actually arrives." Some opposition members were taken aback by her comments, noting that maybe she should have taken a bit more time out to focus on her departmental responsibilities. In the final story today, we talk about UFOs, or as the US government now calls them, Unidentified Aerial Phenomenons, or UAPs. We're discussing this today because this week the US government has released a wide array of documents related to these types of aircraft for public consumption. About 2,700 pages have been released in total, which will undoubtedly be of interest to the kind of people who believe in alien sightings. Perhaps in these 2,700 pages, there'll be real tangible evidence of extraterrestrial life. Or perhaps it's just a bunch of boring government documents. Anything's possible. Whoever's taken it upon themselves to determine which of these is the case is in for a rough job though, as it's been claimed that the documents are incredibly difficult to read, owing to their outdated formatting. Anyway, we'll have to wait and find out what emerges from those unidentified UFO documents. For those of you who think the news is too long, be sure to check out tomorrow's daily briefing. Read the newsletter by signing up at tldrnews.co.uk/daily. Listen to the briefing by searching for TLDR News in your podcast app, or watch the briefing over at youtube.com/TLDR Daily.